Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home. We are brought to you by North Elm Home Furniture Accents and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, New York, northelmhome.com, Catskill Native Nursery, Gardening for a Better Environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson, and online at catskillnativenursery.com. And I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at local independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Jay Armour is here from Four Winds Farm in Gardner, New York, an organic no-till, wonderful, positive, happy place. They are at the Woodstock Farmers Market on Wednesdays and the Cold Springs Farmers Market on Saturdays. They have kale, two kinds, carrots, beets, lettuce, sugar snap peas. Pretty soon they'll have garlic. And I don't know.
I should talk about the other herbs that we have.
Yeah.
We got parsley, both curly parsley and Italian parsley. We're harvesting basil right now.
Summer.
I love basil, and I love it when we don't sell out of basil because then I can bring it home and make pesto. I just love pesto. But I'm always kind of surprised that we don't sell out too, because, you know, what's wrong with people around here? Don't they love it as much as I do?
Well, I think people, I mean, pesto traditionally is made with pine nuts, which are really, really expensive. And so I think people think, oh my gosh, this is just too expensive of a proposition for me to want to get into. But I switched over to walnuts years ago, and it makes a really fine pesto.
Yep.
Just really great.
And yeah, I don't even know where you would find pine nuts.
Oh, New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
or in very expensive little jars.
But, yeah.
Walnuts do a good job. And have we passed garlic scapes yet?
We're sort of at the tail end of the garlic scapes.
Because I feel like garlic scapes make, if you add that to your pesto, oh my gosh, garlic scapes, basil, walnuts, cheese, and olive oil. Oh my gosh. It's one of the best things in the world, scaped pesto. Have you ever done that?
No.
Okay, well, run out and get your remaining scapes and put them into your next
my batch of pesto.
Next batch of pesto. And
then we also have cilantro and dill.
Ooh, yes.
And those are also something that we have to do succession plantings of, because the cilantro is just a very short window when it's harvestable.
Yeah. It goes fast.
Yeah.
And then it bolts. And it's another one that you
then it becomes
like
coriander.
Yeah, which I don't like. I love cilantro, but I don't like coriander.
Uh-huh.
You know, but those flowers change the whole character of the plant.
Yeah. And also, same with the dill. It doesn't stay nice and tender for very long.
Yeah. So, yeah, plant it again. Pull it out, plant it again. What about parsley? Yeah. Parsley's the same way, right?
No, parsley will just keep growing all season long. So we cut it back. And then it produces more leaves, more stems.
Can you cut it all the way back?
Yeah.
Oh.
And as it gets bigger, like if you've got a parsley plant in your backyard, at some point you're going to want to cut it back.
Well, it just
and over. Let new sprigs grow.
Cool. And parsley plants are great butterfly hosts.
Yeah. We find the swallowtail caterpillars in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if you don't want to eat it, plant it in your perennial garden, because It is.
You find one of those caterpillars, don't.
Yeah.
Don't disturb it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so pests in the garden. Besides weeds, you know, and I haven't seen any spotting or fungus yet.
No.
Usually that requires those really still, humid nights.
Mm-hmm. And a lot more rain.
Yeah, and a lot more rain. Damp.
Yeah. You know, in some ways, it's nice not having the rain because you don't have as many fungus issues.
Yeah.
But in some ways, it's nice having the rain because it's tiring moving hoses around.
Yeah, really. And plus, there's a whole forest out there that needs the rain.
That needs some rain, yeah.
So, any other kind of pest things happening right
now? Well, the biggest pest that we have, biggest pest problem, I should say, is the flea beetles. And they go after our arugula and our radish leaves. That's something else. We're growing radishes and various Japanese mustards and things that we grow. And the way we deal with the flea beetles is we use what's called a row cover, floating row cover. And we lay that on top of the plants, on top of the beds. And we've got these little plastic pegs that push into the ground and hold them in place. And that lets the sunlight through, it lets the air through, it lets the rain through, but it doesn't let the bugs in.
Yeah.
And so we're able to stay away, keep the flea beetles away from the vegetables.
And floating row cover is great stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
And you can use it over and over again, just take care of it.
Yeah.
And it comes on these rolls and we roll it out. But when we pick it up, like at first I thought, well, I'll just roll it back up. And rolling it is time consuming. So I use what's called like a daisy chain. I don't know if you know what I mean. I don't know how to describe it on the radio.
I'll look up daisy chain.
Look up daisy chain and see what Mr. Google has to say about it.
Yeah.
But it keeps it nice and neat, and you can pick up the whole bundle easily and move it around, and then it lays out easily. Whereas the roll, you know, it's because we're growing everything on beds, you can't roll it out easily. Unless you're walking on the bed.
Yeah.
It's hard to stand in the path and try and roll it out. Whereas with the daisy chain, it pulls out easily and you can keep everything right in the pathway and not trample on the bed.
I'm going to Google that. It sounds like it has lots of uses.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So flea beetles, I'm having a gypsy moth thing here.
Really?
Haven't seen them in vegetable gardens, but they're falling from the trees.
Wow. Different areas have different gypsy moth seasons.
Yeah. The town one over from us has just like been defoliated, by them this year. Just really amazing.
Wow.
So,
the other pest we have is Colorado potato beetle our potatoes. And we just go through every couple of days. And the nice thing about the potato beetle larvae is they like to climb up on the uppermost branches.
Oh, no. Leaves. So they're easy to find.
Yeah, they're easy to find. If you're willing to take the time and knock them off, we carry little jars of water, soapy water. And so we just, you know, flick them with our finger into the jar and they hit that soapy water and they drown.
Yeah.
And
have they started yet?
Yes.
Okay. So, because there's, I don't know, I think my favorite harvest from any garden is potatoes.
Fresh potatoes are wonderful.
Oh my gosh. Just, you know, one of the best things.
When you said, have they started yet? You didn't mean potatoes, right?
No, I meant the beans. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course, the potatoes started the second you put them in. They're just not there yet. That's my feeling, you know? God. So a good year for vegetable gardening, but, you know, it's so far we haven't had anything disastrous happening. And Jay, thank you so much.
A pleasure to be here.
And so you can see Jay or somebody from Four Winds Farm at Farmers Markets, Woodstock on Wednesdays, and Cold Springs on Saturdays.
And let me add that they're both really good markets. And we're not just selling vegetables or fruit, or there's all kinds of products that you can buy at both of these markets.
Yeah, and farmers markets, good farmers markets, they're so community centered. You know, yes. It's just like a social thing, like, you know, you could get to see everybody and you get to see who has the best baskets and, you know, what hats are in. And, you know,
dogs are also popular.
Yes. Yes. Keep them away from the meat booth. Start farmers marketing. You know, the food is out there. If you're not growing your own, it's pretty easy to find really excellent food. And I know that the food from Four Winds Farm is just so amazing. Can't wait for Blue Beach and Black Eyed Tomatoes. That's what I'm waiting for. Just, yeah, yum. So thanks everybody for joining us. Thank you, Jay Armour.
You're welcome.
And we are supported by Four Winds Farm, organic no-till vegetables in Gardner, New York, local farmers markets. More information online at fourwindsfarmny.com. Also supporting us, Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, supporting the garden show by helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. Walk Hill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, Route 299 West in New Paltz, walkhillviewfarmmarket.com. So, just eat, enjoy the fruits of the summer.